Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, and I will be filling your prescription for freedom today, as I do every single day, from the safest radio studio in all of America here, the Daily Defense Studios. And, of course, we convert them over to the Monster Cast Studios every weekend, Sundays, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Pacific. You do the math in between the time zones, or if you happen to be in Hawaii, Alaska, or anywhere around the world. Always a lot of fun. The feedback is great. The show continues to explode with good reason. Armed American Radio listeners appreciate the outlet. And believe me, it's an honor and it is a privilege to be able to talk with you 6 days a week about the topic that the mainstream media wouldn't dare touch because they can't. They can't. They can't talk about it. They can't read you the headline. Armed Chicago homeowner kills three home invaders. They can't because it glorifies what they have demonized, your right to bear arms. So, hence why we're here. Lots to talk with you about. Won't get to it all today. There were a couple issues I wanted to go over with you a couple days ago, that being safe storage, but yesterday's schedule got in the way. I had to work around other people's schedules, so we'll go to that. So I'm going to talk about safes. I'm going to tell you, I like to make it personal. What do I have? I get the question all the time. What do you recommend? I'll tell you what I have. I have no skin in the game with the companies that I'm going to mention to you. These are products that I own myself and have had successfully for many years that have worked for me for many years. We'll go there in a moment. Arkansas, concealed carry, getting ready to take effect in about 90 days in your schools, give or take a few days. Don't hold me to the exact date. In your college campuses, let me say that. Campus carry, getting ready to go into effect. Going to read you an email, not an email, but a letter to students and faculty from the website at UARC that is quite interesting. We'll kind of want to dive into that a little bit with you. Is it anti-gun? We'll go there in just a few minutes. The SIG P320. I have the gun right here in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studio. As you know, if you were listening last week, I broke the gun down for you on the air. It's very simple to do. We did that for really an education moment. Rob Pincus is going to be here today, one of the greatest trainers in the country, one of the most successful self-defense instructors in America and arguably around the world. He trains all over the world. Has an issue with the SIG P320, doesn't want those guns in class right now until they are repaired. We're going to go over that with you a little bit from his perspective. Why? What does he know about the guns? Does he know anything different than we do? Has he heard anything about it that we might not be aware of? Or is it just precautionary? Hey, I'm all about that. I've had firearms before where if I've had one misfeed, one malfunction, I will not carry that firearm ever again. If I lose faith in it, it's done. I won't name names. It's not necessary. But one model of a gun I carry regularly as my go-to, I had a problem with. And it may have just been me. But that's my own superstition. Before we get into all of that fun stuff, and it is fun stuff, believe me, you know, how many times have I told you to jump on the Freedom Haters bandwagon, go over there and get on their email list? What you see will blow your mind. And it really will. It really will. I told you yesterday that they are now going to start using the race card against law-abiding gun owners, as despicable as that is. These are the people preaching race and everything else all day long, are now using the race card themselves to come after gun owners. It's happening. It isn't going to stop. They're going to jump on this bandwagon while a vicious, hateful, left-wing mainstream media in a 24-hour cycle is continuing to do their part to destroy Donald Trump. And they're failing, by the way, and they're going to continue to fail. The more they go after him, they have a difficult time understanding that Donald Trump has the support of millions of Americans around the country. They just can't wrap their heads around that. So they're going to continue to jump all over this Confederate thing. They're going to continue to push this narrative and tell you and tell the whole world that that's what America is concerned about right now, when it's really not, but that's what they're going to drive. In the meantime, the freedom haters, those Second Amendment haters, the gun prohibitionist lobby is going to jump on that bandwagon and associate you with the Nazis and everybody else. That's happening. Don't believe me? This from Every Town for Gun Safety today. Now, you need to pay very careful attention to this. The techniques that they are using are getting downright vile. They will stoop to new lows every single day to rid you of your right to bear arms. Mark, as if a rally of white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia, last weekend weren't reprehensible enough, a self-professed militia group descended on the city, openly carrying handguns and military-style rifles to intimidate and spread fear. Later the day turned deadly when a white supremacist rammed a car into a crowd of counter-protesters. What does any of that... Now, I could pick that apart, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to let that stand on the surface. You're smart enough to pick it apart yourself. But what does any of that on its face have to do with every town for gun safety? Let me just plant that seed in the back of your head, please. Let me continue. This was an act of hate, plain and simple. So far we've got white supremacists, we've got reprehensible, we've got militia groups, we've got openly carrying handguns, military-style rifles, intimidate, spread fear, turn deadly, again, white supremacists, into a crowd of counter-protesters. Now we move on to hate. This was an act of hate, plain and simple, so I'm going to stop again. What does any of this on the surface have to do with you as a law-abiding, responsibly armed American, of which there are hundreds of millions of us? Nothing. I know all too well how hate becomes deadly when armed with a gun. 2 years ago, my mother and two cousins were among the nine black parishioners who were shot and killed by a hate-fueled white supremacist at the AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. You, law-abiding gun owner, this is me speaking now, I'll go back to that in just a second, but you, law-abiding gun owner, have now just been equated with the murderer in Charleston, South Carolina. You are being tied to white supremacists, racist, quote-unquote militia groups, openly carrying handguns, which, by the way, is lawful in 45 of 50 states. Let me continue. You, by the way, are now hate-filled. This is the correlation that they're making. This is the seed that's being planted. I'm infuriated that in Virginia, white supremacists wearing swastikas and Confederate flags openly carried loaded semi-automatic rifles to intimidate and instill terror legally in italics. Mark, will you stand with me in closing the dangerous, now get this because this is the new one, I've not heard this before. Mark, will you stand with me in closing the dangerous open carry loophole? That's right. Now we have an open carry loophole. Your right to openly carry a gun is now a loophole, and those practicing it are hate-filled white supremacists. And it gets worse. Open carry laws vary from state to state, and Virginia is among the 45 states that currently allow open carry of semi-automatic rifles. So 45 states is a loophole. These laws enable hate-filled people, like the white supremacists in Charlottesville, to intimidate peaceful protesters. You know, peaceful protesters with sticks, with bats, with urine-filled balloons, peaceful protesters wearing skull masks, peaceful protesters that we see in Oregon in a group of 25 go after a reporter who was forced to draw his lawfully carried concealed permitted gun in defense of his life in Portland. Those protesters carrying sticks and bottles and throwing urine and feces-filled bags. Those protesters, peacefully demonstrating protesters. To intimidate them until someone pulls the trigger. Which, by the way, did not happen in Charlottesville. Every town is fighting for common sense gun safety policies that keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people, and we won't stop until all our communities are kept safe from the NRA's fear-driven guns everywhere agenda. That's why I'm counting on you to join us in opposing the open carry loophole to stop this dangerous policy. Add your name and give me your money. Today's email blast, making you a part of swastika-wearing, hate filled racist groups by tying the right to bear arms and the right to openly carry a firearm in 45 states to those vile groups. You're now a part of that problem. That's the tack that they're taking now, working in conjunction with the mainstream media to continue to push a narrative that, mind you, they will continue to push until something else comes along, then they're going to move on like they always do to something else and find yet another way to beat you up as a law-abiding gun owner. But this behavior, these types of emails, are despicable. We'll come back. Armed American Radio Daily Defense continues right after this. You'd do anything to protect your family and keep them safe. Those were the thoughts running through Gary Gross's head when two intruders broke into his Cincinnati home last week. According to ABC News, his wife and infant son were sleeping in a back room when Gary grabbed a hammer and confronted the strange men. In the following struggle, and outnumbered 2-1, Gary retrieved his gun and shot the men before they could further endanger his family's lives. Gary was lucky. He was prepared to make that life-altering decision. But when you're faced with an unexpected threat, you don't have time to come up with a plan. That's why it's important to have an organization like the USCCA by your side to prepare you for the unthinkable. Visit armedandresponsible.com to see their world-class training and resources, as well as their invaluable self-defense coverage. As an added bonus, when you activate your membership, you'll get a free entry to win today's gun, so you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com. 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 Armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The politics of Barack Obama. Divide. Along racial lines, economic lines, now manifesting itself in America. The leftist media now fully on board the train. Absolutely no holds barred on board the train. Can't report anything. If it's not in agreement with them and their agenda, it isn't going to be reported. I was on the Captain's America this morning. It was fascinating to me. I read a report yesterday. And gun owners, this is all about you. They're whitewashing you from history. They are demonizing you. You are part of the problem. Race, hate, gun owners, gun field, attaching those symbols to you is exactly what I just read you. That's what's happening. So you better be paying attention. That's how desperate they've become. The threat of freedom is driving them absolutely bonkers to the point it is incredibly dangerous. And let me make no mistake about this, but the 24-hour news cycle, incredible damage, fueling this division and hatred. But that's what the politics of the previous 8 years, this is what's doing. It's manifesting itself right now. It was predictable. I just didn't think it was going to come from the heads of the Democrat. I thought it was going to come from further out fringe groups, not from the heads of the Democrat Party and the establishment Democrat. It's quite concerning, and you need to be paying very, very careful attention to what's happening. It's all tied together. That's why that email is so dangerous. Boy, oh boy, really dangerous. Arkansas, let me move over to you real quick. There's a campus carry taking place in Arkansas. And it's interesting. Arkansas, you did something a little bit differently. Little Rock, you're tuned in right now. Mountain Home, you're tuned in. You did something a little bit different. Your governor signed, it's an enhanced permit to carry a firearm on a campus, a college campus in Arkansas. It goes into effect in about 90 days. That enhanced permit program, the training program to apply for and get that permit, should you seek to have it, adds about an additional 8 hours of training to you in Arkansas. The Chancellor, Joseph Steinmetz, at University of Arkansas, UARC, said the following, I'll just kind of paraphrase it. He says, providing a safe and secure environment for our students is paramount, basically. And he said, you know, we know that you share all of these values, same as we do. And he wants you to know that we, the University, UARC, is committed to a thoughtful implementation of the state's new concealed carry laws, Acts 562 and 859, that go into effect September 1, 2017. So there's the data, I said 90 days. It's just in about 15 days or so. The difference being here, I'll explain why I said 90 days in just a moment, and will be implemented after the Arkansas State Police develops and implements the required training program and permit process. Here's why. Because the state police have 90 days to implement that. So what the chancellor is saying is, well, hold your horses, not so fast. Nobody's carrying a gun on this campus until that enhanced permitting process is even put in place by the state police. They have X amount of time to do that. The law takes effect on September 1. It will allow individuals who must be over 21 years old, with limited exceptions, with concealed handgun permits, and completed up to 8 hours of enhanced certification training, an enhanced permit, to carry CCW on public college campuses. There are some exclusions, aren't there always? Athletic events with approved security plans. You see, that's a key. Athletic events with approved security plans. Does that mean if they don't have a security plan that you can carry your firearm? Are they responsible? If they can't be responsible for your safety, you'll have to look into that a little bit. Grievance and disciplinary meetings and public daycare, K-12 facilities such as the Gene Tyson Child Development Study Center. These are per Act 859. Storage in any university facility, including residence halls, is prohibited, but you can carry inside a residence hall. You can't store it in a residence hall. It's interesting. So the university has provided at their website, safety.uark.edu, an FAQ page, frequently asked questions page, about the implementation of this new law, which goes into effect September 1st. And it says, I said 90 days, I was wrong. The Arkansas State Police has 120 days after that effective date to develop rules and procedures for the additional enhanced certification training. Concealed carry on campus in Arkansas is only allowed if you're over 21. hold a valid Arkansas concealed weapon permit, and hold an endorsement from the Arkansas State Police after successfully completing an additional enhanced certification training course of up to 8 hours. Open carry is not allowed on campus. Open carry is not allowed on campus. Faculty do not have the authority to ban handguns from any location not specified in the act. And a person with a required permit who is carrying a concealed handgun is not required to notify faculty, staff, or students that he or she is carrying a weapon, or should they be. They are prohibited from any university facilities, including classrooms, locker rooms, offices, residence halls, or university-owned fraternity and sorority houses, being stored, not prohibited from, but from being stored in any university facility, including classrooms, locker rooms, offices, residence halls, or university-owned fraternity and sorority houses. U of A sporting and athletic contest, events and practices with approved security plans. That's a key. We'll look into that. The Child Development Center and grievance and disciplinary hearings meeting certain requirements. Concealed weapons can only be carried on campus by people who hold an Arkansas CCW and an enhanced permit and stored in locked and unattended motor vehicles on university or public property. The frequently asked questions page for this for students is pretty interesting. It gives a pretty good look into what happens. For example, can I carry a concealed weapon into a dorm, residence hall, sorority, or fraternity house if I'm licensed and have completed the required certification training? The answer to that might sound as if it's in contrast to what I just told you. The answer is yes, but it cannot be stored there. Those are the operative words, stored there. Residents of these facilities have the ability to make decisions about whether to limit or restrict guests into their rooms, as they always have. Residence halls include any university owned or operated. So in other words, I don't want guns in my room on campus, so you can't come in. So if that's my room, I can make that decision is the way I read that. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that. Can I store a weapon in my residence hall, fraternity house, or sorority house? The answer is no. You can keep it in a locked and unattended motor vehicle in a publicly owned and maintained parking lot. So you got a fraternity house and public parking on the street. I'm assuming you can keep your firearm stored in there. This goes into the safety issue that I'll go into, you know, if I have time. Well, just let me go into that now. Let's dovetail it together. If you're going to keep a gun in your car in Arkansas, and or anywhere for that matter, but let's specifically relate it to this topic that I'm talking about now in Arkansas, I use a center of mass safe. I travel with that safe. Got a little key, locked, hard-sided container. Love the thing. Now, there's a bunch of them out there. And there are, quite frankly, no knock to center of mass, but there are better ones out there now. And I believe they have better ones on their website as well. I just haven't gotten it because I'm so accustomed to using it. It's served me well for years. But there are combination ones and so forth. What I don't recommend you do is leave the locked container unlocked in the car, lest the thief take it, go back to the thief's lair, and then beat it open with a stick and have your personal property. So lock it to the frame of your vehicle. The center of mass comes with a cable that you can lock to a vehicle. Look, these guys are looking to go in, open the console, steal a gun, and get out for the most part. So make it difficult. Lock it in a center of mass or similar type safe. Secure it to the vehicle frame, and don't worry about it. Be back right after this. Rob Pincus will be here.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Indeed you are. You know, you would do anything to protect your family and keep them safe. I know you would as an Armed American Radio listener. Those were the thoughts running through Gary Gross's head when two intruders broke into his Cincinnati home last week. I'm going to be telling you different stories every week, reminding you of how you can stop the threat of financial destruction. So pay careful attention to these when I tell you these, okay? But those were the same thoughts running through Gary's head when two intruders broke into his Cincinnati home last week. He would do anything to protect his family and keep them safe. According to ABC News, his wife and infant son were sleeping in a back room when Gary grabbed a hammer and confronted the strange men. In the following struggle, outnumbered 2-1, Gary retrieved his gun and shot the men before they could further endanger his family's lives. He was lucky. He was prepared to make that life-altering decision. But when you're faced with the unexpected threat, you don't have time to come up with a plan. That's why it's important to have an organization like the USCCA by your side to prepare you for the unthinkable. Visit armedandresponsible.com to see the world-class training and resources, as well as their invaluable self-defense program. Armedandresponsible.com. As an added bonus, when you activate your membership, you'll get a free entry to win today's gun. There's a gun a day entry over there at armedandresponsible.com. So you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Let me quickly go back over here to close something out about Arkansas before we head over to Mr. Rob Pincus. I want to wrap this one up. The safe, I was telling you about safe storage. Make sure you store the thing safe in the vehicles. Arkansas was talking about you and the new concealed carry law, the enhanced provisions in place for the permitting process. Had a lot of email about that. It's the only state I'm aware of that has the enhanced permit. I'm not sure that I like that. but that's fodder for a different show, which we will cover, by the way. Can you carry a gun to class? Yes, you can, if the requirements for the permit are met. That's the enhanced permit. Can a person who legally possesses a concealed handgun be excluded from the classroom because he or she has a concealed weapon? The answer to that is no. No left-wing lunatic wearing a bulletproof vest and a dopey Snoopy helmet can tell you that you can't carry in that classroom. As long as you have the enhanced permit and the state police training, which consists of that enhanced 8 hours additional training, you're good to rock and roll in Arkansas. Guns can never be displayed unless it's in defense of your life. It's that simple. There's no open carry on campus. Make sure you do that. Yes, you can store your gun in a car. As I told you, make sure to secure it and then secure the safe in the vehicle so that it can't be lifted out of a console. It's not secure. Believe me, thieves will just take it back to the thieves' lair and break into it and take your stuff later when they have time to do it and can take their time doing it, okay? They will not be allowed, CCWs will not be allowed at athletic events, can't go see a Razorback game or anything like that. And here's a kicker. If you're from out of state, if you have a concealed carry permit issued in another state, can you carry your loaded weapon, concealed weapon on campus? The answer to that is no. Only concealed carry holders licensed in the state of Arkansas who complete the additional enhanced certification training will be allowed to carry on campus. I'm not sure of the out-of-state provision for that enhanced license. That's something else that we'll be looking into. If you're listening to the program in Little Rock, Fort Smith, Mountain Home, anywhere else you're listening to the program, you know the answer to that. Hey, I could use the help. I'm busy enough during the day. Shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. All right, let's go right now to, and I have the gun here, and I want to discuss this with Mr. Pincus in great detail. But according to Rob's post, and I've got this here in front of me, SIG P320s are no longer approved to the new, for the specs. Hold on, let me change my glasses here so I can read this. Can't blow this up on my screen, but this is important stuff. SIG P320s that are not improved to the new factory specs or otherwise modified to reduce drop fire risk may not be used in ICE training company live fire classes. This was not a fast decision nor an easy one. I wanted to wait until the official plan from SIG was clear. Now that it is very clear to me that this isn't something they are doing to placate and nervous. Okay, Rob, let's go to you. What's going on here for you to make this decision? You're concerned about something I know you way too well.
Yeah, you know, it's something that a lot of people started talking about last week. Obviously, I wrote an article on it that the dam is broke, so to speak, on this story. As soon as SIG, and SIG's a great company, right? I mean, they just won this great contract with the Army. They've had a contract with the Navy forever. They build incredibly reliable guns. The majority of the guns that they've been known for over the years were double-action, single-action guns. So they come out with some single-action guns. And then they came out with a striker-fired gun that's been incredibly popular. It's been through lots of classes, been very reliable, been everything a lot of people want. And that's the reason they've sold so many of them in just a few years. It's probably one of the most popular guns to be released in the last decade, certainly as far as a new, completely new design goes. So the SIG P320 comes out, and now you start hearing these rumors about, you know, drop fire issues, and then sure enough, a video comes out that's a very compelling video. Other people start emulating the tests that were done in that video, and I'll get to this in a minute, but these are tests that are outside the normal testing parameters and standards for firearms in terms of drop safe and inertial safety testing. So a certain model with the basically the stock model with the normal trigger, normal configuration of the 320, is prone to a drop fire failure, which can be very dangerous, obviously could be deadly, that stands outside of the normal testing standards. And while that became obvious based on the test, you know, at a certain point, you got to have that idea, well, this is on the internet, let's let this play out, let's see what SIG says. And I reached out to, you know, anybody I knew and tried to get some response. There wasn't a lot of response at first, and then all of a sudden, boom, SIG comes out last week, Wednesday or Thursday, it was, and says, yes, we are aware of this situation. We acknowledge that there's something going on, and we will have a plan. This problem is real. We will give you a plan as of Monday. And at that point, I honestly just thought it was going to be a tab safety, a typical hinged trigger block safety that lives in the middle of the trigger. It was one of the things that I thought was oddly missing, honestly, from the 320 design originally. And that I presumed would solve this problem of the trigger moving relative to the gun, this inertial firing of a gun when it lands on its back. And people can go to the internet and see all the videos of the tests and, you know, see that it's actually happening. Well, naturally, over the weekend, things escalated on the internet in terms of the social media frenzy of people that want to defend SIG no matter what, and people that want to attack SIG no matter what, with I think a small minority of people looking at it objectively. And that's kind of, I was kind of caught in the, hey, SIG acknowledged there's a problem. Let's see what their solution is and see how serious this is. When they announced the solution on Monday, it really looked to me like it was a massive response. This was not a small thing. This is going to cost that company potentially tens of millions of dollars. A great article in Recoil Magazine that I linked at the icetraining.info blog where I announced this restriction of the use of the stock 320s, the original 320s, because for SIG to be taking this huge step and acknowledging a problem now puts me in a position of liability as an instructor who's going to be responsible for the safety of the students in my class, not just the student that brings the 320, but also myself, the other students, and theoretically, especially given the nature of the angle of the discharge, if the gun lands on its back, that bullet may leave the range and land somewhere else off the range. So I felt like it was a very clear-cut and easy decision to make as the guy who runs various training programs, certifies instructors, teaches all over the country, consults with a lot of ranges to say, because of the response SIG has taken, which is to step right up, do the right thing, and say, we know there's a problem, we're going to get it fixed. And the investment they're making in their reputation to admit that and in their the expense, the tens of million dollars they're going to spend fixing the potentially half a million guns out there in the private sector, I thought this was a reasonable and prudent decision. And I've actually been kind of surprised that so many people question the decision. Yeah, I get it. 2 weeks ago, that gun was welcome on my range, and it was a great gun, and students did great with it. Next week, I feel like I'm negligent as an instructor if I don't try to protect all the people on the range from that very, very minute chance that the gun has a accidental discharge when it gets dropped or when the student falls, and that's why I made the decision.
All right, let me, Rob, I'm going to take us to the break with this from SIG and then come back and ask some questions. I've got one of the guns here with me. I've talked about it on air. I disassembled it on air last week for listeners. But the P320 meets U.S. standards for safety, including the American National Standards Institute, SAMI, National Institute of Justice, as well as rigorous testing protocols for global military and law enforcement agencies. The design of the SIG P320 overcomes the most significant safety concern in striker-fired pistols today. They're talking about having to pull the trigger to take the gun down. As a result of input from law enforcement, government, military concerns, SIG has developed a number of enhancements in function, reliability, and overall safety, including drop performance. SIG is offering these enhancements to customers. Details of the program will be available at SIG Sauer on Monday, August 14th. We'll be talking about it on a later show, but we're going to continue the discussion with Rob right now.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
You know, I told you briefly that story of Gary Gross in Cincinnati, and I want to reiterate that before we go into the final segment here. It's very, very important. The USCCA does incredible stuff, and we've got a new website for you there at armedandresponsible.com. Quickly, you would do anything to protect your family. I know you would. I hear from you every day. And those were the same thoughts that were going through Gary's head when two guys broke into his house, Cincinnati. ABC News reported his infant son and his wife were in a back room. Put yourself in that position when he grabbed a hammer, confronted the two guys with a hammer. He was able, outnumbered, to retrieve his gun, and he shot the men before they could further endanger his family's lives. He was lucky. He was prepared. He was prepared because he knew what to do. But if you're faced with an unexpected threat, you don't have time to come up with the plan. That's why I've provided the site for you, armedandresponsible.com. The USCCA has a plan for you. All of the information is there. World-class training and resources, as well as the invaluable self-defense coverage, armedandresponsible.com. This is not going to be here, but I think for about another week. So as an added bonus, when you activate that membership, you get a free entry to win today's gun. You, too, can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Armedandresponsible.com. Go check that out, okay? Very important stuff. All right, on to the SIG P320 with Rob Pincus. Rob, I'm on the website now. I was going to cover this on the Monster Show this weekend, but I think it's a good time to go over it with you right now. There is a voluntary upgrade link on the SigSauer.com website regarding the P320. Three simple steps. Have the P320 serial number. It tells you where to get it on there if you don't know. Fill out the voluntary upgrade form. It's right there. And SIG will contact you regarding the best method for you to return the pistol. And, Rob, as you said, they're paying for everything. There are some frequently asked questions. Is it a requirement, Rob? The answer to that is no. It's voluntary. You don't have to. The pistol is safe and meets the standards. But if you go above and beyond those standards, as we just pointed out, as you just pointed out, what happens in that case? In very rare instances, what they've seen in multiple drops, the gun can fire. The turnaround is going to be about 4 to 6 weeks. Just letting you know that right now. It may be more depending on how many come back to them, but there's no requirement to do it. SIG is covering all of the cost. Rob. Still got him? There
yeah,
we go.
Yeah,
Rob, you
yeah,
still there?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, what you mentioned the standards a couple times, and I think people need to go to that website. They need to go to see what SIG is saying, see the explanation, and it may take some research. We have to hit a couple links. And the same thing if you read my article on this. This isn't a simple issue. You know, people
right.
ask, well, how could this happen? Or, you know, this must be fake. There's no way SIG sent out a gun that didn't meet the safety standards. somebody else says, well, it meant to say, how did it get sneaked through? Who did they pay? None of it. There's no conspiracy theory here. This is a test that was conducted kind of out of nowhere. I don't know where they come up with the idea of dropping the gun at that angle in that way.
Right.
It was a test that they created, right? It's not part of the standards. Now, this exists everywhere. It exists in the automotive industry. It exists in the medical industry. It exists in the firearms industry. There are standards. People hear me talk about standards in the training side. Standards are arbitrary. The standards aren't magic. Somebody comes up with a qualification course, doesn't make it magic. Doesn't mean you pass the qualification course, you're going to be able to shoot the bad guy four times in the X ring and have 100% hit on the street like you do on the range. If you pass somebody, you meet somebody's standards and you get a challenge coin or a sticker for your trapper keeper or whatever at some class, it doesn't mean that you're magic. It just means you met some guy's made up standards. So these are made up standards. There's standards for California, there's standards for the military, there's all kinds of standards. The SIG obviously met and surpassed and passed all of those standard tests. And the danger here, this is, you know, I've been talking to a lot of guys, I've been talking to Phil Strader a lot, even, you know, if he's over there at SIG for a long time, talking to him a lot the last couple of days. One of the concerns that comes out of this is, how does this affect, you know, I'm a firearms manufacturer, I wear that hat too, right? We were working on the Avidity Skeety 10 release this year, and also it's done. What standards do I test at? Obviously, I'm going to include this truck test angle because people are talking about it now. But what angle haven't we thought about? What thing haven't we thought to test? What isn't a standard now that may become a standard in 6 months? Now, a lot of people have went out and conducted the test that we saw the 320 fail on that video on the Glocks, on the XDs. And as far as I know, none of them have failed that same exact parameter. But when we change the parameter, you know, Germany has this other test for the strength of the gun called the ULM standard that most U.S. guns never get subjected to. If I want to sell the PD-10 over there, does that bring up, do I need to have that tested over there? Sure. Does that mean there's a different gun over there that meets the different standard, or is it the same gun in both countries? The automotive industry, like I said, deals with this. So the question becomes, how far does this go? How far do we let the user of our product dictate what is safe and what isn't? Now, as I said, I think SIG is doing exactly the right thing. They have recognized this problem that they, I don't believe, had any inkling of, you know, a month ago or 6 months ago or whatever, until it was brought to their attention from an outside source that, hey, this might be a problem. We hear about drop fires. We hear about negligent discharges. We hear about the gun just fell off the table and went off. And usually we say, you know what, we'd love to believe you, but probably your finger was on the trigger. Probably that trigger got snagged on something. The gun probably didn't just go off. Now we have been presented with proof that this gun will just go off at certain angles that weren't tested. SIG has stepped up to the plate and said, okay, we'll meet this new standard, and we're going to spend a lot of money to do it. The idea that the recall is voluntary, I addressed that in my article, but all recalls are voluntary, right? The FBI is not going to show up to your house and confiscate the Springfield XDS that was recalled right after it first came out. They're not going to show up if you never sent in your Taurus Curve that were recalled when they're first shipped out, right? All of these are voluntary to some extent. The danger, I think, is that now we're potentially going to have some complacency where a company is investing tens of millions of dollars to fix an issue that they think is serious enough to take that action, and yet they're not saying, hey, we really want you to do this. We think you should, and therefore it's a standard traditional, you know, firearms industry, everyone send your guns in now kind of recall. And there may be some people that would sit on the fence and say, you know what, until SIG says I need to do this, I'm not doing it. And that somehow they think that means they're supporting SIG. And I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think if you support SIG, if you like your gun, do what SIG's saying. You know, get the free upgrade. Take the improvement. And these enhancements, as you see on the website, as you read a minute ago, these were enhancements that apparently have been influenced by a lot of the information. They've gotten feedback from people who've been using the guns. And when a gun goes into production, obviously, you'll learn things about it. You learn things when the users get it that you didn't think of on the engineering table. I'm sure I'm going to be going through that with Avidity Arms. So I'm a little concerned about where we go in terms of standards. I applaud SIG for handling this the way they're handling it, and I hope that SIG P320 owners are going to take advantage of the opportunity to get their gun upgraded and improved, because that's what SIG is obviously willing to invest the time, effort, and energy in. So should the owners.
I have one right here in the studio, and I will be doing that. I'm not in a rush to get it done. I have many other handguns. This isn't my only handgun, as you know, Rob, but I'll send it in for the voluntary upgrade. It's not going to be any skin off of me to wait 4 to 6 weeks to get it back. It's not going to hurt me. I'm going to miss her while she's gone. But she'll come back, and she'll come back even prettier than she is right now because Sig's going to take good care of it. I like and applaud the fact that they're out in front of it. You know, you go back to these standards, Rob. You know, I've taken your class, your firearms training, and I could go to, for example, your figure eight drill. I don't know. How many targets do you put up on a figure eight drill, standing targets? Five, six? Maybe
depends
you need seven.
Depends on the day, right? Five, six, eight, ten. Four,
right. Maybe you need ten. Maybe, and if you put 10 up, maybe you put 11 and call it enhanced. I mean, where do we draw the line? So I'm with you on this. The standards that are there, Sig matched. I think they did a great job. They're handling it properly. That's why Sig is Sig. And that's why you are who you are. You're taking the right necessary steps. I applaud that. It's a liability issue. Hey, they're going to fix it. They're going to upgrade it. They're not even saying it's broken. If you want to send it in, send it in. We'll take care of it for you and cover the cost. Great stuff. Rob, where can people find you? We're getting ready to end this hour of Armed American Radio.
PersonalDefenseNetwork.com. We didn't talk much about training today, but that's where you go for the training information. If you want to read more about my thoughts on this upgrade issue and the standards issue, it's at icetraining.info. Another great resource, obviously, you mentioned the SIG site, but I got to say, you know, Gray Guns, grayguns.com. Bruce Gray works very closely with SIG. He does a lot of aftermarket support for them. Obviously, I'm sure going to be getting ready to support this the improved version of the 320. Probably keep an eye on their website, grayguns.com. It's another good outside source for, you know, sort of arms reach insider information and a great perspective on everything that's going on with this recall. Because I know they care about it a lot because they're a huge partner of SIG's in that aftermarket side, especially. So there's a lot
perfect
of
place to stop.
People should take advantage.
It's out there. Rob Pincus, thank you, brother, for everything that you do. We'll have to talk to you on a later program, and we know we're going to do that in the very near future. We'll get some training stuff in the next time we have you. That's Rob Pincus, Personal Defense. Remember, until I see you tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow. Entertainment, education, and information for you, the responsibly armed American. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.